The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is Tip TV Finance. We meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir, and joining us down the line is Clive Lambert from Future Tex. Clive, welcome.
Good morning.
So what are you seeing happening in markets? What's worthy of note today?
I thought I'd look at equity markets today because a few things are interesting are going on with respect to the charts. We have seen a rally in the last few days that has taken us to some really important levels. I thought we'd be worth highlighting those and seeing what the charts suggest on that basis.
Okay, so let's take a look at your first slide. So we're looking at the DAX.
Yeah, the DAX has been capped. This is a weekly chart, so every single candlestick on there is 1 week's worth of price action. And since August, what we've been doing is getting up to 10,800. This is the front month futures, and selling off. And that has been, you know, that happened 4 or 5 times. What we're actually seeing this week is a break above that 10,800 level. So actually, you know, a pretty significant move. But the DAX is a very close friend to Mr. Fibonacci when it comes to the 61.8% retracement. There quite often is a very close correlation there. So we need to be aware that 11,001 is a very important level to the upside for the DAX. Now, if we're talking, you know, is there going to be a Santa rally or whatever? That's the classic buzzword at this time of year. The DAX is, well, we're seeing that sort of thing already, but it needs to get above 11,000 if we're really going to get a move worthy of that sort of moniker.
Okay, so let's move on to the next slide, the Euro stock.
Yeah, I mean, the Euro Stoxx 50, again, we've had it's been a chart where it's been running into trouble all year, and the area of trouble for this one has been 3,050 to 3,100. And you can just see on that chart clearly that, you know, the high back in February, March time was 31.30. In April, we failed at 30.80. In May, we failed at 30.80. September, 3,100. October, November, same sort of levels. We kept getting up to here and falling over, getting a nosebleed. Where are we now as we're talking about this? We're above most of those levels. 31.30 is where we're sitting. So we're on the year's highs. We're on the highs since March. The year's high was actually the very first print of the year at 32.14, and it was we gapped lower, and that was the first thing we saw on the first day of January. And a lot's happened since then, I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah.
So that gap is between 32.14 and 32.67, and again, that's our next area to target if we can get through this 31.30 level, which it certainly appears this is the best chance yet that the Bulls have had, and the best go they've given it so far.
So how would you be playing that way? Isn't it tempting just to go short near that the orange line, or was that the first trade to do?
I guess so, but I'm not feeling that the love for anything counter trend this time, because I do actually think we've broken two or three important resistance levels and we've only got one to go. So I actually think you should be trying to buy the dip on this one at the moment and get long and look for that move to 32.14 to 32.67 to fill that gap.
Okay, so let's move on to the FTSE.
Yeah, well, this is another reason why I'm not so bearish, and because actually, but if you'd have spoken to me last week, I would have said we're on the cusp of a sell signal. It looks head and shoulders-y, that chart, doesn't it? And 66.89 was the neckline of the head and shoulders pattern, and we came back to test that for the second time. You know, at the end of last week, and we held that level. You know, on Friday, I was warning my clients that if we break 66.85, 66.90, then we get a sell signal. It's it's, you know, we're a few days on and we're 100 ticks higher, and we've kind of seen off that threat for now, and again, it's a, you know, that's bullish price action. We were on the cusp of a sales signal, and we managed to rescue it, if you like.
Do you think that looks a bit like, I mean, because you've got the 2015 price action, the early part, you know, the latter part of 2016 looks very much like the early part of 2015. And that didn't end very well, did it?
No, it didn't end very well. You're absolutely right, and you know, and it does
very similar pattern,
same sort of thing. But it's all about the time of the year, and it's generally this isn't a time of year where you see significant sell-offs. So maybe the sell-off will be post, if we are to see a big sell-off, a la 2015. Maybe it's going to be postponed until the early part of next year.
So overall, what would you say is your trade of the day?
Trade of the day would be, I mean, I'm looking, you know, I would like to buy a dip on that Euro stocks. I would say, you know, I don't want to be in any kind of hurry on this because price action has been pretty choppy lately. So let me just, you put me on the spot there, but don't worry. We'll quickly find, you know, because I think I have got an area there in that one, somewhere around 30.80, where I think if we dip back to there sometime over the next few days, then you buy the Euro stocks at 30.80, and we look for to push on to that gap.
Clive, thank you so much. Clive Lambert there from Future Tex.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.